Meet me at the corner of Jekyll and Hyde when the sun is sinking low. There's a blind man there who can look inside and tell you what you don't know. He takes one coin from a silver cup, another two from a dead man's eyes. And heads or tails, it all comes up at the corner of Jekyll and Hyde. It's east on Jekyll, your first time there. Your journey has just begun. You stay all night long and just breathe the air while you're waiting for the morning sun. Head south on Hyde if your heart's on fire and you can't stand to feel it burn. Follow the traveling gypsy choir, someday you'll return. Meet me at the corner of Jekyll and Hyde when the moon is on the rise. And when that blind man calls your name, it should come as no surprise. He's so much more than a merry old soul in whom you can confide. You'll find out whether to push or pull at the corner of Jekyll and Hyde. It's west on Jekyll for the starving man, where there's food for the body and mind. In the marketplace by the old churchyard, it's seek and ye shall find. Head north on Hyde if you had enough of gravity, skin and bone. The time has come to call the blind man's bluff and take it to the great unknown. Meet me at the corner of Jekyll and Hyde. The doctor said he'd see us tonight. Got nothing to lose if you're like me and your shadow's out looking for light. We all dream of deliverance day, but sometimes dreams collide. So watch your step as you make your way to the corner of Jekyll and Hyde. Yeah, meet me on the upside down side at the corner of Jekyll and Hyde.
Sometimes I feel like that's exactly where I live, on the corner of Jekyll and Hyde.
Yep.
In studio with Rick Good, his brand new album just out, that being the title track. Rick, I'm so glad to get some new music from you. And you said, as we were getting ready here, that some of these started way back a long time ago, and just you've gathered them now.
Yes. Some of the songs on this CD are as old as 1975 and as new as, you know, just a year ago. And actually, there's a few there that were started almost that long ago and finished that recently. So
talk about some mileage. Talk about how your thought can, like, evolve, right? You set down a kernel, and then you get to speak to yourself 40 years on.
I'm a very patient songwriter.
You're a patient person in general, I've noticed. Rick Good, an Ohio Heritage Fellow, of course, among the founding members of the Hot Mud family. You guys started back in 1970, so you would have been in that band when some of these first came to the light.
Actually, there's one song on the CD from back then that the Hot Mud Family actually recorded.
Which one was that?
It's called Stuff Like That.
Right on.
And Suzanne sang lead on it.
And if people don't know Suzanne, a longtime presence in this music scene as well. You guys had a reunion in 2010.
Yes.
At Canal Street Tavern.
Yeah, that was when we had our first four LPs reissued in a double CD set. So we reunited to drop that on the world.
Yeah. And it was the first night sold out. You guys had to add another night. And you guys.
Yeah, that was three nights at Canal Street.
Was it three?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you were kind enough at that time to donate some of the proceeds to your local public radio station. And we're eternally grateful for that. Something else that grew out of your Hot Mud Family work was the Living Center. Can you talk to people that am I calling that right?
The Living Arts Center.
Living Arts Center.
Yeah.
That contributed to the culture of our region for just years and years.
Yeah, and it was probably our most major collaboration with the station back then. They put us on staff there. It was an arts center for Dayton Public School high school students to come and study all the arts, you know, the visual arts and writing, dancing, Tai Chi, jazz. There was a jazz ensemble. And it was in East Dayton, so the directors hired the Hot Mud Family to kind of be ambassadors of Appalachian culture, because East Dayton was the center of kind of where all the people that had moved up settled.
Yeah.
So we had a Tuesday night jam session and a Wednesday night radio show. And back then, of course, WISO would broadcast, they'd pull the live radio show from the Living Arts Center on Linden Avenue in Dayton across the phone lines back to the studio.
Isn't that amazing?
And then broadcast live every Wednesday night. And we did that for 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People still talk about it. Talk about, you know, planting seeds that then take root.
Yep.
And grow. Plus, you were talking about the WISO Jamboree back in the day as well.
Yeah, that's what this was, the Wednesday night Jamboree.
So it grew out of something that was happening at the radio station anyway?
No. The Wednesday night live radio show, the Living Arts Center had a little theater. And it seated a good 300 people, and it was always packed because it was free.
Right.
And old people, young people, like old Kentuckians and West Virginians and young hippies, you know, the audience was so diverse, and local musicians played, and we had lots of friends touring in those days, and so we got a lot of really great out-of-state bands coming in and playing a set. And like I say, every Wednesday night for 2 years we hosted that program, and it was live over the station. And then when the Living Arts Center folded, the Jamboree moved to Wright State.
Ah.
And then the Corn Drinkers took it over.
Who
they
also
became the hosts.
Yeah, beloved Tom Duffy.
But it went on for a while after that.
We're in studio with Rick Good. His new album called At the Corner of Jekyll and Hyde. You can search that and find it. You can find several spigots that will give you the art and heart's work of our guest today, Rick Good. Just search that all together, spelled just like you'd think. I've always thought you're so well named. If someone wanted to sort of like follow along with you and see what's going along, you have a few irons in the fire in addition to this fabulous new album. Will you be performing live here to present this in a live setting?
There's no plan to do that. The reason these songs were around so long is because they lend themselves particularly to just, you know, kind of the singer-songwriter genre, which is, you know, a person who writes songs singing with a guitar.
I know, it's straightforward.
Just by themselves.
Singer, songwriter, just
solo
you.
Stuff. And I've just never been a solo performer, you know. All my life I've been in an ensemble of some kind and still am. So that's why these songs kind of laid around forever.
I want to talk about another of your ensembles, Rhythm and Shoes, but first I'd like to hear another one from the new album, At the Corner of Jekyll and Hyde. What would you pick? Tell us a little bit about this tune.
This is a tune I wrote about killing people for the sake of religious belief, which always seemed like a stupid thing.
It's right in there. If you're, you know, virtually every major religious credo says it very specifically, don't do that.
Yep.
Here it is, Rick Good from his new one, At the Corner of Jekyll and Hyde. This is We All Belong to God.
This world can be a dreadful place, and dreadful things some will embrace, but fear imposed upon the meek is a weapon wielded by the weak. Holy, holy, righteous word, set down by God for good, twisted into Satan's sword, so misunderstood. There is but one golden rule while here on earth we trod. So love me tender, don't be cruel. We all belong to God. Saints and prophets, kings and queens, their visions turned to devil's dreams, and lesser men for all their worth spread the nightmare hell on earth. Holy, holy, righteous word set down by God for good, twisted into Satan's sword, so misunderstood. No glory came with your crusade, no grace in your jihad. Friend or foe, we are the same. We all belong to God. Life is not a man's to take, not for Christ or Allah's sake. And with your soul you'll pay the price of a damn fool's trip to paradise. Holy, holy, righteous word sent down by God for good, twisted into Satan's sword, so misunderstood. And when at last our time has come to rest beneath the sod, there is but one to call us home. We all belong to God.
That's one from Rick Good's new album, We All Belong to God. I'll say at the corner of Jekyll and Hyde, brand new album. You can find it at all the digital spigots. You can find it at CD Baby. It'll be on iTunes and all the places. Search that and avail yourself of a copy of this new local release from truly a local legend. So you were talking about the Living Arts Center and how people gathered in the name of all different manifestations of art, and dance among those. Tell us about the founding of another Gem City, Miami Valley institution, Rhythm and Shoes. How did that come around and when?
When? It was mid-80s.
Okay.
There was a group of traditional dancers in Bloomington, Indiana, called the Shuffle Creek Dancers. And they were friends of ours. They kind of grew out of the old-time music scene. They changed their name to Rhythm and Shoes kind of towards the end. And one of the movers and shakers, great fiddler and great dancer named Frank Hall, decided he was going to go back to school, and he wanted to turn the company over to Sharon.
Sharon Leahy,
because he wanted it to, you know, he wanted her creativity to take the company another step. And Sharon was living in New York at the time and said, let me work with them a little bit and see if they'll go where I want to go. And it turned out to work okay. And she moved out here. We were getting together at the same time, and she was doing in dance what I was kind of wanting to do with music, like take roots music and be creative with it, you know, keep connected to the energy, mm-hmm. but make it a personal statement as well, and try to say things that are relevant today. And Rhythm and Shoes grew out of that over the course of, the total was 23 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when it was retiring, I felt like, you know, this competing, the yin-yang thing, just like a great sadness, but also a great gratitude for having that richness for so long. I remember I saw you guys at, I believe it must have been the Victoria Theater, if not the Schuster. Did you, after I got here in 02, and it was maybe in the middle aughts.
Yeah. We did some collaborations with Neil Gittleman mm-hmm. in the Philharmonic, and those were at the Schuster.
Yeah.
And we got to play at the opening of the Schuster, the big gala, which was awesome. Saw Ray Charles, you know. Talked to Bob Newhart, you know.
Wow.
Got my picture taken with Allison Janney, you know. I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff.
We're in studio with Rick Good, brand new album, just out at the corner of Jekyll and Hyde. You can find a lot of resources at his website with his beloved Sharon Leahy, and that's leahygood.com, L-E-A-H-Y. LeahyGood.com. And of course, you can find access to these tunes through all of the digital spigots. Rick Good, at the corner of Jekyll and Hyde. Can we hear another one from here?
Yeah. I'll preface this with saying that not every cut on this record is as somber as the last one or the next one. But you were talking about Rhythm and Shoes, and this piece, it's called Invisible People. Number 9, and it came from a project that Rhythm and Shoes collaborated on with the Human Race Theater Company mm-hmm. and Tony Dallas, who's a well-known Yellow Springs fellow, and it was a play that was an original play based on stories that were collected in and around Dayton by different groups of people in different communities, different enclaves of you know, ethnic communities in Dayton. And Tony took those stories and wrote them into a play. It was called the Dayton Stories Project. Mm. And I wrote the music for it, and Rhythm and Shoes played the music, and Sharon and Marcia Hanna, and everybody was kind of involved in it, in putting the show together. And it was... I think a very successful endeavor. I can't remember exactly what year it was, but I would say about 2/3 of this song was part of the Dayton Stories Project. And then I had this experience where I pulled up at an exit up on Smithville Road, and there was a guy standing there with a sign.
I know that exit, and I know that guy.
And, you know, I kind of just waited for the light to turn green and turned, and then I thought, that ain't right. And I circled around back to Woodman Drive and came back up 35 and handed him $20. And then I wrote the last verse to this song.
Rick Good, Invisible People.
Dropped off the wrong side of the river. Pardon me, could it be any wonder that I'm just a little bit bitter? 'Cause my only home is the bridge I live under. I'd stand in a spotlight on Main Street at midnight, but who got the insight to see invisible people, invisible people? Is there anything here I can do? A floor I could sweep for a warm place to sleep. Is there anything here I can do? I'll whitewash your shed for a crust of that bread. I'll stay out of your way. I'm invisible. I'll be less than a slave. I'm invisible. Just one of the nameless who share in the shame. Is anyone blameless for how we became invisible people? Invisible people. I'm the guy on the ramp off the highway. You've seen me there holding my sign. And you do your best not to look my way while you wait for the green light to leave me behind. When you try to erase me, if you leave a trace, you'll reveal your own face and you'll see invisible people. Invisible people. Is there anything here I can do?
Invisible People, another selection from the brand new album, At the Corner of Jekyll and Hyde, Rick Good, which is funny. That makes me think, there but for the grace of God go I.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
And like Jekyll and Hyde, we know which is it? Which are we?
Yep.
What are our actions? You can find it online, CD Baby, which means any of the digital spigots that you turn on with Rick Good in the search bar can deliver this new album to you. Rick Good being a part, truly, of the musical fabric of our Miami Valley for the better part of half a century. That's fair to say, eh?
Yeah.
When did you first pick up an instrument? What was your first?
I was probably in the seventh grade.
And what did you reach out for as a seventh grader?
Well, I had a banjo mandolin.
Banjolin? No.
It's a strung like a mandolin, but it's got a banjo pot on it.
And does that mean to say the double strings?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Eight strings, two strings
per
note.
Yeah.
And you just play it like a mandolin, but it doesn't sound that pretty. But it had belonged to my grandpa,
aww,
who lived a couple doors down from a guy named Charlie Roush, who made it and several other instruments that they're kind of collector's items around here.
I'm sure.
He called them the Dayton.
Oh, I've seen those. We have a uke,
yeah,
called the Dayton.
There you,
yeah,
go. Yeah, Charles Roush made that, and he was a neighbor of my grandpa, and Grandpa had a couple of his instruments, and the Dayton banjo mandolin was the first stringed instrument I ever played. And then it was guitar and banjo and all in grade school. And like I say, it was always an ensemble thing. Like in grade school, me and two buddies made a band, you know, we were the Kingston Trio and we played for 7 years.
Wow.
All the way through high school and afterwards.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, truly the better part of 50 years. Rick Good at the Corner of Jekyll and Hyde, the new one. And speaking of new ones, you've had so many iterations of your sense of art and your quest to sort of connect and build community. Recently, you've been playing in a band called The Elements, and friends of the show, you guys were on, to talk about your performance with the sculptures. That was not that long ago. So truly, Michael and Sandy Bashaw, you and Sharon Leahy, all of you represent a certain legacy heritage to what we do. How did you finally decide to come together in a foursome?
We had done a big collaboration back in the 90s where Michael created this amazing sculpture that that the Rhythm and Shoes Ensemble built on stage at Memorial Hall. It was I could talk about just that project for a while.
Forever,
it was huge.
Right,
there were like 30 dancers from the community, women. It was all about women's knowledge and how it was burned away at the stake, you know, back in the day. Called Do You Remember This? And this beautiful sculpture was built during the course of the evening. And it was, we sold out Memorial Hall, and it was only ever performed that one time.
Okay, I failed to fully understand. You mean a part of the performance was the building of the sculpture?
Yeah.
And what, not that people got together beforehand. It was a part. Wow.
Well, the sculpture came in pieces.
I
mean,
sure,
it was made.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was a big bowl. It was like when it was done, it looked like a boat.
Oh.
And Michael called it the memory boat. And that was our first real collaboration. But I knew Michael from high school. And I knew Sandy from back then, too, because she was, you know, a folk singer that I listened to a lot and saw at the Lemon Tree Coffee House, which Michael was part of resurrecting because it closed down and then reopened again. So we go way back with Michael and Sandy. And I don't know. A couple years ago, we just started getting together to play for fun, and it was so much fun that we just kept learning songs and everything. Let's do this song. Let's do that song. We could just do whatever we wanted. And then more recently, we just felt a need to do more topical material.
Mm-hmm. And you have a SoundCloud portal, at least not necessarily for the elements, but Rick Good on SoundCloud will turn up some interesting of your more recent projects.
Yeah, right now there's about 8 songs on there, and...
We've been playing Do Something. I hope that one's there.
Do Something is up there. That mm-hmm. is an elements effort.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other protest songs, and some of them are very outspokenly liberal, and they're saying what I think needs to be said, but it's really in the tradition, you know, the great Pete Seeger tradition of using music to kind of create dialogue and encourage people to get involved. And I'm sure we're just going to do more of that this year, because we really have to stay involved all the way up to November and make sure that there's hope afterwards.
Yeah, we're talking about hope. There's always hope. Got work. There's work between us and the deliverance of that hope. There's a little bit of work at hand. We're in studio with Rick Good. His brand new album, At the Corner of Jekyll and Hyde, is available online from your digital deliverance mechanisms. And also, you can find out information just generally speaking, and also how to steer yourself to a copy of his new album at leahygood.com. That's L-E-A-H-Y, leahygood.com. And I think it's sort of beautifully fitting. I think you chose a good name for your current for some elements, because it seems like you're all elements of each other's lives as well,
mm-hmm.
as being sort of elements toward that road to hope.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very, very grateful for this. Rick Good, can you suggest another one from your new album?
Yeah, let's do number 3. This is called A Game of Chance. And singer-songwriters, I think there's a great tradition of them using a deck of cards as a metaphor.
Sure.
Like one of my favorite singers, Ian Tyson from Ian and Sylvia, wrote a great one. And Townes Van Zandt has a great one. But this is, I wanted to play something that had a little more energy and wasn't quite so serious. But I mean, you know, this is about lost love. I guess that's serious, but it's a good metaphor.
Rick Good, the new album, At the Corner of Jekyll and Hyde.
They say luck's a lady, I believed it was true. I laid my heart on the line, I must have been crazy. What a fool thing to do. Now I see looking back, the deck she did stack. My queen had a jack, all the time I thought she was mine. Said call if I need her, but what did I find? That lady was already gone, picked up by a cheater. They were two of a kind. And the king was defiled, face down like a child, with the queen running wild on the draw, and the dealer took all. So you play out your cards when you know you should fold, though fate rarely nods on a fool and his gold. Say a prayer to the gods and the gamblers of old, for the uneven odds on the hand that you hold. Don't think you can hold her. Lady luck changes fast. I thought we were more than just friends. Then I drew up a joker. It was a face from the past, and I saw at a glance that love and romance is the one game of chance. When it ends, nobody wins. So you play out your cards when you know you should fold, though fate rarely nods on a fool and his gold. Say a prayer to the gods and the gamblers of old, for the uneven odds on the hand that you hold. Oh, they say luck's a lady.
Talk about your elements, just the basic essence, just a human, a set of lyrics, a voice, and a guitar. Singer-songwriter Rick Good celebrating an arc of a canon of his work, this collection called At the Corner of Jekyll and Hyde. Some of these tunes had their original germination way back in the day. Rick Good, search that online and you can connect in any number of ways digitally to his music. Or I think you can get a physical copy if they write to you at leahygood.com. Is that right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And CD Baby will send you a physical copy.
Oh, right on. Right on. So we were talking about elements, and I just was on the phone earlier today with Jim Hedrick, who's a gentleman who in the last months of his life worked very, very closely with Mick Montgomery of the Canal Street Tavern to begin to gather some of the stories from the performances that over the years waltzed across that wonderful stage in the listening room that we called Canal Street Tavern. And a book is imminent. He said, I'm allowed to say that now. But also, in the meanwhile, Mick Montgomery carried around in his shirt pocket at all times a year's calendar folded in half, a little like a, I don't know what you'd call it, just a little date book that he had always written in there and was writing and taking calls and adding to a list of all the people that came across the stage. And Jim Hedrick gave you a link to this database to kind of look at. And just in one 10-year period, you're all over it. And you mention what you offered here, very much not an ensemble. This is you and mm-hmm. your songs. And that was what sort of expressed itself during those nights at Canal Street Tavern.
Exactly. There would be, especially weeknights, he would have two or three local singer-songwriters, usually solo performers, on together. And so it was not only an opportunity for a lot of those musicians were parts of bands. So
right.
this was an opportunity to do that more personal solo stuff. And it was also an opportunity to get to know one another. And I noticed that Sandy Bashaw and I were together many
Aww.
Times, and Harley Allen was in there a lot of times. The three of us were performing in one night, and just thinking back and seeing how often that I did that was kind of a I was surprised.
It happened. Like, wow.
Yeah, wow. I did that a lot. And another aspect of it was doing opening acts for
right.
people. And if Mick thought that a local performer or another was particularly appropriate for, you know, some touring act that was coming in, he would give us a call and say, come on down and do an opening set for so-and-so.
And what a great opportunity. I mean, that was the business he was in, is creating connections, not just, you know, that we all gather in song, but also between artists.
Yeah. And it was curating.
Right. Yeah. And it was funny because Jim asked me this morning, he goes, what did Mick Montgomery prize above all else? What was his favorite? What was what he was all about? And I'm all like, community. And Jim goes, yeah, but singer-songwriters. So we celebrate Rick Good in this singer-songwriter iteration of his long arc of awesome. The new album just out is called At the Corner of Jekyll and Hyde. And you can find that at any number of places online, or make it your business to go to LeahyGood.com. That's L-E-A-H-Y, LeahyGood.com, and you can find out about all the things that he's up to. I wanted to play the Do Something song that you were kind enough to send to me earlier this year.
All right.
It is at the end, actually uses audio from after the horrible shooting in August.
Right.
In the Oregon district, and I'm so glad that we gathered, you know.
Yeah, Sharon and I went down for that vigil. It was literally less than 24 hours after the shooting, and the politicians were all there, and Mike DeWine got up and started, you know, his boilerplate thoughts
and prayers.
This is
not the time, thoughts and prayers. Yeah. Someone was talking about... Well, you know what? I'm not even going to be sassy. I'm just going to let this fabulous song speak for itself. But this is audio that you collected there at that vigil that the crowd spontaneously began.
And Sandy and I wrote this song together.
This is from The Elements, Rick Good, one-fourth of that ensemble, and our guest in studio today, the new album At the Corner of Jekyll and Hyde, available at all your digital spigots. This is The Elements. Do Something.
It's long past time for talking, long past time to cry, long past time for the wringing of hands, past time to say we'll try. And it's long past time for panic, long past time for fear, and it's long past time for staying at home. Time to stand is here. Do something, do something, do something, do something now. How long can politicians stall while innocence around them falls? Mothers rage but never win, and then the bullets fly again. Not one thought and not one prayer has served to take us anywhere. We all know how, we all know why, we all know now, it's do or die. It's long past time for talking, and long past time to cry, long past time for the wringing of hands, past time to say we'll try. And it's long past time for panic, long past time for fear, and it's long past time for staying at home. Time to stand is here. Do something, 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 do something. Something, do something now. Do something now.
Do something, do something, do something, do something.
talk about your boilerplate every time one of these tragically, even just on the face of any single incident, tragically common and recurring, the Onion reruns the same headline every time. And it says, "There's nothing we can do," says the only nation on the planet where this happens on a regular basis. It's like,
oh, man.
Every time they throw it up again. Do something. It's not that hard. Not that hard. It's Rick Good live in studio at the corner of Jekyll and Hyde, the new one available online or available at your request at LeahyGood.com or just any number of ways to connect. I wanted to maybe just return a little bit to 2010. One of the first places that I really felt like I got to know you and your work was through City Folk. And it was must have been the 2010 City Folk when you were given by the Ohio Arts Council an Ohio Heritage Fellowship. Can you describe for people that are just becoming familiar with this notion of how awesome Ohio is in paying tribute and sustaining our artists? What does it mean to be an Ohio Heritage Fellow?
Well, it's very much an honor, of course. And it's through the Ohio Arts Council, which has in my career been very, very supportive and made it possible, especially for Sharon, to come from New York to Ohio and be a creative artist in the world of dance.
Mm-hmm.
They were a great support to her. And in the traditional arts aspect of the Ohio Arts Council is very, very strong. And over the years, you know, they give the Ohio Heritage Fellowship to people they think have contributed to the traditional arts in the state. And
so it's traditional, of course, heritage in that sense really does mean traditional.
Yeah. And I think through the Hot Mud family and Rhythm and Shoes, and I think a big part of it also was all the educational work that we had done. Both the Hot Mud family did a lot of work in the Dayton Public Schools, and Rhythm and Shoes certainly did. That was a big part of it, taking it to young people.
Is there an aspect of ambassador then? Do you?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm proud to be an ambassador of traditional music. It's amazing. It's I was very fortunate when I was young. And even in grade school, I remember because my older brother Chuck was an art student at the Dayton Art Institute, and he was into folk music. So I was fortunate to hear a lot of music that at my age I never would have otherwise. And it kind of went through the Kingston Trio to Pete Seeger to Mike Seeger to his sources, which were old time musicians and like the 78 recordings and Library of Congress recordings, and really where American music comes from. And then I remember hearing real early on Bob Dylan saying something about, you know, the best thing you can do as a musician is to listen to the old blues players, you know, and so I started doing that pretty early on. And there's no better thing you can do than to search the roots of American music and listen.
Songs become currency. I noticed, like, of it that in many cases, when you think of the song, you, just personally, you, Rick Good, remember who taught that to you or who tuned you on to it.
Yeah. It's a challenge nowadays. Back then, if you found some of that music, it was like you found gold in the stream, and you lived with it and listened to it over and over again for weeks and months until you found another one, you know, if you were lucky. But nowadays, everything is so accessible that it's difficult to listen to something more than once or twice.
It's true. It is so true. A lot of new music always comes into the station, and it's difficult for me often to go back and revisit my faves or even try to discover older pieces, because I'm still in the business of discovering what's being made right here, right now. But there's great comfort to be found in touchstone tunes, and also music as currency that we create a continuum through doing so. One of the comedians was saying, here's this, it's funny that we even call this thing that we carry around a phone because we barely use it for that. Not only that, I would like not just all my music, but all of the music to be available in my hand. And it's pretty much true. There's very little you can't find right here. Right
I know.
Now.
Yeah. I've tried to stump it. And I'm amazed at how obscure you can
right?
go.
Right. Well, it's a good thing. It's an embarrassment of riches, maybe, but I highly recommend that you settle down and get comfortable and spend some time with the new album from our guest this hour, Rick Good. It's called At the Corner of Jekyll and Hyde. Rick Good, in a rare iteration of a singer-songwriter. Many, many contributions he's made in the company of fine, fine ensembles, but this time around revisiting his own catalog and, a few cases, dusting off some very, very early ones and creating this record for us. Rick Good, you can search that. At the Corner of Jekyll and Hyde is the brand new album. LeahyGood.com for just general information. Shall we go out with one more?
How about number 11?
Number 11.
This one is fairly new, but it goes back to the earliest part of my life. I grew up in Belmont, part
of that place.
Dayton.
Mm-hmm.
And some people might be familiar with the Frisbee Golf Course at Belmont Park.
Heck yeah.
That was my backyard. But back then, it was a dense woods that was between my backyard and Belmont Park, where I played a lot. So it was idyllic. And I remember, I was just talking to my brother about this. You would get out of school at the end of May when you're in grade school, and the summer would be before you like an infinite heaven just there for you. It would go on and on and on, and that's what this song's about. It's summers without end.
Rick Good, I've just been a great fan. Thank you for all you've done for this music, culturally, musically, and personally. And thanks for being a friend to me, and thank you for coming here today.
My thanks to you, too, Nikki. Thanks.
Rick Good, At the Corner of Jekyll and Hyde, summers without end.
Out the backyard to the woods in search of lands unknown. We could have been in Timbuktu, 1,000 miles from home. But home was just beyond the trees, a mother's call away. And dinner time's the only time. Ain't no time to play. When all the days were longer and the skies were always blue, and life was like a song the world was singing just for you. Now we all call them good old days and talk of way back when, of climbing trees and skinning knees and summers without end. And if a big one got away, it's 'cause he broke the line. No hook could slip that magic knot, only Dad could tie. We'd wait up old Rocky Fork about the break of dawn, angling for a stringer full, or the sun was gone. When all the days were longer and the skies were always blue, and life was like a song the world was singing just for you. Now we all call them good old days and talk of way back when, of swimming holes and fishing poles and summers without end. A worn out ball, a wooden bat, a well-oiled leather glove. You couldn't ask for greener grass or bluer skies above. When we saw the street lights on, it was time to leave the park. As long as we could see that ball, well, how could it be dark? When all the days were longer and the skies were always blue, and life was like a song the world was singing just for you. Now we all call them good old days and talk of way back when, throwing strikes and riding bikes and summers without end. Summers without end.